The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and they and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me, all who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, in the Gospel this evening is the feast of the Christ the Shepherd, Jesus the Shepherd. And in the reading from the Gospel and in Psalm 23, we come across words and phrases that often we just accept them, maybe we never worked out why. So looking at the beginning of the Gospel, for example, this evening, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate is a thief and a robber." And then Jesus goes on a little further to say, "I am the gate." What's the background to that? Because I think sometimes it's interesting if you know the background to the Gospel. And in the time of Jesus, families were very extended. So cousins and second cousins and uncles and aunts all were part of the one family. So it was a very extended family. And so each of the family, even though they were an extended family, would have a little flock of sheep. And at night, they would all be put in the same pen. And then one of the family who could be trusted and knew all the sheep would watch over the sheep during the night to make sure no harm was done to the sheep. And interesting, when the true shepherd came, the various members of the family who had owned some of the sheep would recognize his call, because each person had a special call. And strange to say, the sheep would recognize his voice or his particular call and would follow him. And of course, the gatekeeper, the trusted person, would know each of the shepherds or the owners of the sheep and would make sure they went to the right person. Now, that puts into context, you know, a little better when the Lord says, "I am the gate. Anybody who enters through me is the real shepherd." And he was certainly having quite a go at the Pharisees, who were and the high priests of the time, who were not, he didn't regard them as real shepherds. They were leading people astray. He didn't quite call them maybe thieves and robbers, but it wasn't far off that. There's a little book called Lessons of the Heart, and talking about the sheep listening to the voice. In that book, Pat Livingstone, who wrote the book, tells a little story about one afternoon. She spent an afternoon with her little niece called Claire. And little Claire had a number of dolls and teddy bears and the little things girls have. And she brought her dolls and her teddy bears out to show to her aunt, to our Aunt Pat. And then she began telling them their names and a story about each little doll and each little teddy bear, and about who were good ones and who were bad ones. And she said, "Some of them never do what I tell them, and some don't go to bed in time, and I have to really chastise them and give out to them. And some of them are very, very naughty, and sometimes I have to spank them." And went on this, and Pat, her aunt, listened to her very carefully. And next day, Claire's mother phoned her sister, Pat, and she said, had a story to tell her. And she said, "After you left yesterday, Claire got a little pencil and a piece of paper, and she drew four sticks with a head on them. And one was me," she said, her mother. "The other was her father, and the other was her older brother. And the fourth one was you, Pat. But on your head, she had drawn two little circles on each side of your head. And I said, 'What are those things on Pat's head?' And little Claire said to me, 'They're her ears,' because she says, 'Pat and Pat always listens to me, and she makes me feel very special.'" You know, it's important to be listened to, no matter who you are. And that's a nice way of describing Jesus, our good shepherd. In the Psalm 23, we read, "The Lord is my shepherd. Even though I walk through the valley of death, even though I walk through dark times, I have no fear. I know that the Lord will never let me down." Now, we might question that. We might say, "Well, I don't feel the Lord is always on my side." If you think along the lines, I say my prayers, I go to Mass, and at the moment you can't really do that, but normally you would, and I do my best, I try to live a good life, and yet it doesn't work for me because I go through lots of difficulties and other troubles in my life. I go through all the pains and the struggles and the loneliness and the despair and the panic and the anxiety that everybody else goes through. And I feel that even though I believe in God, life is no different from me than for anybody else. How do you explain that? They might say maybe to somebody like you or to somebody like myself. How can you say God is always beside us, God never lets us down, God is always on our side? Well, our faith in God doesn't mean that we'll be immunized from pain or suffering, and we won't go through the normal traumas of life. Even God went through those times. Some of the great saints, like Saint John of the Cross, speaks about the night of the dark soul. Mother Teresa, who most of us would have known and who died not all that long ago and who today is a saint. After she died, people were amazed to find out that she'd gone through the most terrible times of despair and loneliness in her life, and found that times when to her there was no God, there was no afterlife, there was no future. She had terrible doubts in her life, somebody like her. And people were absolutely shocked and horrified. How could that happen to such a wonderful, wonderful woman like Mother Teresa? But it did. Is there an explanation for that, or is there an answer? Well, there is in some ways, and maybe this is how it could be explained. You remember in the scriptures, in the book of Genesis, when Moses asked to see, could he see his face? And what did God say to him? God said to him, no one can look upon the face of God and live. But Moses persisted in saying, can I see your face? And so God compromised with Moses, and he said, all right, here's what I'll do. He put Moses in a cleft between rocks, and he put his hand over Moses' face as God passed by. And then after he had passed by, took his hand off, and Moses could see the back. He could see God's back, but he couldn't see his face. Can you explain that? Or can we explain that? Well, yes, we can. I can explain it in my life over and over and over again. And I'm sure you can explain it in your life. How? Well, look at it like this. Very often, it's very difficult to feel or recognize or be aware of God in the present. But look at all the times in your life, and I'm speaking here from my own life and from my own experience. Not something I read somewhere, but from my own experience. When we all go through dark times in our life, and I thank God for those dark times, but then afterwards, you look back, and maybe it might be a month, it might be 6 months, or it might be 6 years. But you look back, and now, with perfect vision, so to speak, you can see how God was in all that. He never, ever let you down. He was always, always beside you. And you think, how could I ever doubt? How could I ever have not trusted God. It's a bit like, you know, a good maybe a description of that is some of you, and this being Mothering Sunday, some of you will have gone through the experience. Can you remember the day when for the first time you took your little girl or your little boy by the hand and you led him along to their first day at school? It's their first day going to school. And you held their little hand and they clung to your hand because they didn't want to let go. And you could feel their little panic and their worries and so on. And you were worried. And you too were panicking a bit about how will she get on or how will he get on. And then came the parting, and the teacher came and took your little one in from you. And you came home, and my own niece told me she cried her heart out. She missed the little one, because it was the first time she'd been away from her, that she'd been a whole morning. And all that morning, all she could think of was the little one at school and what she was going through. Even though the little one would be panicking and then beginning to meet new friends, there was the mother worried about her all the time. And that's a bit like, that's a good way of describing God as the shepherd in our life, Jesus as the shepherd. And Jesus is the one who walks us through all the difficulties and all the terrible things in life. And we got to trust him, and we got to listen to him, because there are many false shepherds, as Jesus says, in the world today, who are supposed to be our leaders, but they don't always give us the best advice. And we got to be very aware of that. And so we're going through a time like this now as we come, hopefully, out of the lockdown bit by bit by bit and out of the pandemic. Got to be careful. Who do we trust? Who do we really trust? Do we trust the medical professionals who are warning, be careful, be very, very careful? Or do we trust those who say, oh, open up everything, it's time to get back to normal? That's where real faith and real trust comes in. And I think I would be giving you good advice today if I say to you, be careful, go carefully, go cautiously, and put your trust in the Lord, the Good Shepherd.